The Hope Community Church in Lenoxville is having their third annual Christmas Day. And on the line, we have Mr. Paul McLean, the organizer, and he's going to give us the details on this upcoming event. Hello, Mr. McLean. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm fine, thanks. So this is something that you've been doing for 3 years now, right?
Yep. This is our third Christmas morning or Christmas Day meal.
And I suppose for those who are alone on Christmas, this is something that would be really terrific for them?
Yeah, the idea is that there's lots of folks that either family hasn't shown up or has had to come early and leave, or some folks, maybe family's not around at all. And so we just thought it would be a great idea and a way to serve the community to have a Christmas Day meal and invite folks to come in and be part of our family. So that's what we've done now for 3 years, and we've had some great responses. Last year we had about 75 folks, and I think this year we're going to prepare for 100, 125. We've had some growing interest and a few phone calls already, so we're excited to see lots of folks this coming Christmas.
So is this open to only those who belong to the Hope Community Church, or is it open to the general public?
Oh, it's definitely open to the general public. We're just anybody that's interested. We also provide rides for those that do not have transportation. I know public transportation isn't operating on Christmas Day, so people can call me, Paul McLean, at 819-820-5932, and we'll arrange to come and pick you up at your house and get you home again. And we open to anyone that feels that they'd like to come and join us for, we'd like to say it's Jesus' birthday, so for a big birthday party celebration, we get a nice cake from Lorraine's Bakery, and we sing happy birthday, and we have a good time. Lots of carol singing and lots of fun around the table.
So tell us a little bit more about the meal.
Oh, well, we have a lady in our church, well, actually a crew of people in our church, but they produce a wonderful turkey, traditional meal, mashed potatoes, corn, etc., and nice rolls, and we actually then have a gift of some home baking. The ladies in the church get together and bake a bunch of squares, and we put, I think it's 8 pieces in a box, and present that to each of our guests as a Christmas gift, and well wish them as they leave us. Take a little Christmas baking home with them.
So is it only the meal, or do you have some entertainment or some other activities going on at the same time?
Yeah, well, in the past years, we've had some fun videos and a little carol sing, and we have some table games, gets everyone a chance to get to know who's sitting at their table, and we have someone from our church host each table, so we have lots of fun, lots of returnees coming back, and like I said, I've already called to ask and find out if we're holding it again this year. So.
Oh, that's great. So what time is this going to be again?
The doors open at 10:30, and then the meal and the party, if you will, the party starts at 11 o'clock, and we're usually wrapped up and done around 1 o'clock.
And this is on
December, Christmas Day. December
right on 25th. Christmas Day.
Yeah,
okay. And so again, if anybody would like to have more details about this, could you just give us your telephone number again, please?
Sure. It's Paul McLean, and the number's 819-820-5932.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this with us. I hope that you have a great turnout.
Well, thank you so much, and let me be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, and the same to you. So we've been speaking with Paul McLean, organizer of the Hope Community Church, for the third annual Christmas Day dinner.